America's top general has signalled US troops could engage Islamic State militants on the battlefield, in spite of President Barack Obama's repeated assurances they will not. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, said he would recommend American combat forces join the fight if airstrikes failed. He made the comments while detailing the plan to defeat the militants at a Senate hearing into President Obama's strategy.
Well, the strategy is to squeeze ISIL from multiple directions so that they can't do what they've been doing, which is maneuver places where they're not under pressure. So if we can get the government of Iraq to reach out to these populations that have been disadvantaged during the Maliki regime so that the ISIL doesn't have a free-flowing stream in which to float, and if we can get the ISF, and we've done an assessment of the 50 brigades of the ISF around Baghdad, we know which ones are capable of partnering and improving their capabilities. We can get enough of them to go on the offensive, both west and north, get the Peshmerga to squeeze from north to south, and then find a way over time in Syria, initially to disrupt using air power and eventually to pressure using a moderate opposition. Then I think we place ISIL in an untenable position. And in the middle of that, restore the border so they can't flow back and forth freely. My view at this point is that this coalition is the appropriate way forward. I believe that will prove true. But if it fails to be true, and if there are threats to the United States, then I, of course, would go back to the president and make a recommendation that may include the use of U.S. military ground forces.
Alongside Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, General Dempsey also faced heated questioning over U.S. plans to train and equip moderate Syrian forces. Senators were worried weapons might fall into the hands of extremists and that there were no plans to protect the moderates from attacks from the Syrian government. North America correspondent Michael Vincent reports.
The United States is preparing for war. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, has told the Senate Armed Services Committee what this fight will look like.
This won't look like a shock and awe campaign because that's simply not how ISIL is organized, but it will be a persistent and sustainable campaign.
Later, one U.S. senator would say, "We're in it for the long haul." No one disagreed. Despite the commander-in-chief ruling out sending American soldiers into battle Islamic State, General Dempsey made three specific references to their potential use. The first:
if we reach the point where I believe our advisors should accompany Iraq troops on attacks against specific ISIL targets, I'll recommend that to the president.
The second: if the Iraqi army is overrun by Islamic State or if the coalition of other forces fails.
If it fails to be true and if there are threats to the United States, then I, of course, would go back to the president and make a recommendation that may include the use of U.S. military ground forces.
And the third, the use of JTAC, or Joint Terminal Attack Controllers, to call in airstrikes.
If we get to the point where I think we need the JTAC with the Iraqi security forces, I'll make the recommendation. But I'm not there.
Soon after, the U.S. State Department restated that U.S. policy of not putting American soldiers into the battlefield is unchanged. At the Senate hearing, it was highlighted that Islamic State has 30,000 soldiers, 20,000 of whom are in Syria, and the U.S. plans to vet, train and equip just 5,000 Syrian moderates per year, with the risk those weapons will fall into the hands of the militants. General Dempsey says it's a risk worth taking. Then came a critical debate which highlights just how complex this situation is. Republican Senator John McCain first questioned the U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel about whether the United States, after training and arming the Syrian moderates, would protect them from the Syrian regime.
We will help them and we will support them as we have trained them.
Will we repel Bashar Assad's air assets that will be attacking them?
Any attack on those that we have trained who are supporting us, we will help them.
I guess I'm not going to get an answer.
Senator McCain then turned to General Dempsey. His answer highlights just how difficult it's been to form a coalition with Arab nations to help in this fight.
The coalition we're forming, Senator, won't form unless, if we were to take Assad off the table, we'd have a much more difficult time forming a coalition. But I think what you're hearing us express is an ISIL-first strategy. I don't think we'll find ourselves in that situation, given what we intend to do with
the... You don't think that the Free Syrian Army is going to fight against Bashar Assad, who has been decimating them? You think that these people you're training will only go back to fight against ISIL? Do you really believe that, General?
What I believe, Senator, is that as we train them and develop a military chain of command linked to a political structure, that we can establish objectives that defer that challenge into the future. We do not have to deal with it now.
The U.S. may have dismissed the idea of cooperating with Bashar al-Assad. Iraq clearly has not. While the U.S. Senate was meeting, Iraq's National Security Advisor was in Damascus, briefing the Syrian regime about the plans to attack Islamic State. This is Michael Vincent in Washington for AM.